This is the Silver Wolf Howl. I am Angela, and today we're discussing a few different topics with the whole team. So everybody's joining me today, and we're having a group discussion about things in general. But first, I want to hear about how this year went. So, what do you have to say about this year? How did it go for you?
It's been a rough, tough, exciting, good year where the company growth is obvious. We've become far busier over time, and we've been getting in cases that are far more exciting even than before. So we've had a lot of fun this year. We've had a lot of interesting cases. We've gone to a lot of different places and done investigations, places that we haven't been before. We were in KwaZulu-Natal recently. We've been to all sorts of other places. And we've done a few cases that we haven't done before, which has really been interesting. We've been working a little bit differently, adding to our skills. And yeah, I've liked it.
Okay, good. Excellent. And then, of course, in this year, we got a new addition with Tilla joining the group and making us an even number now, 4. And at least I have another girl around, which is great. So, Tilla, how's it been for you to join this mad crew, especially with these two guys?
Now, quite exciting times for me because it's totally different from what I've done before, although it's admin-based. Interesting, because nobody really knows what private investigators do until I think you're in the field yourself and you learn what it's all about. Everybody thinks it's a Magnum PI type of thing, which it's not. There's nothing glamorous. They must do the hard work and on the road and whatnot. And fantastic, yeah, I'm glad I've joined you, because honestly, I think there's something wrong with the two of them.
I agree. And Ryan, how has the year been for you?
Well, like Tilla said, but Noel and I being like crazy people, the year's been extraordinary. It has been... There's been so much learning. Just when you think you've actually, got the cat in the bag with regard to ideas and how you do things, then you have to step it up a notch. So places we went to, realizing how technology has changed and how we need to improve on that to always be, ahead of the normal man in the street when it comes to technology, when it comes to how you need to execute what it is that you're doing. Also, there is the places that we've seen, and going forward, knowing if we're going to a certain area, what equipment, what type of technology is lacking that we can then top up our what we call our kit boxes for the next task at hand. But it's been very exciting.
Okay, that's all good to hear. So let me ask you guys, what has been your high and low for the year? Noel, you can start us off.
It's actually been such an exciting year that it's hard to say which are the highs, because there have been so many. My low was doing a case that involved child abuse and investigating that case and investigating the supposed perpetrator. And that was an emotional low for me. We as investigators do get affected emotionally, as much as we try to shut that out. We do get affected emotionally by some of these cases, and it was so much so I was the lead investigator on that case, and I had to actually ask my colleague to to take over as lead, because my emotions were running wild, and as a result, it was affecting my performance. One has to realize that when you are in a business like this, it's not like any other business. You're getting into people's lives and you're going to see some raw stuff. And when you do, it can affect you. It's very difficult, for example, not to be affected in such a way that you take it home. And that was part of what the problem was for me on that particular case. There is a high point, come to think of it, and that was a case where there was apparently no hope. According to the prosecuting attorneys in the matter, there was absolutely no hope of them solving the case or anybody solving the case. And we said, give it to us. And we took the case, and when we went out on the road with this case, we discovered things that solved the case within a day. And this was an investigation on an accident that took place many years ago. So that kind of high is just absolutely fantastic. Nobody believes that this case is going to succeed. Nobody believes that the records still exist, for example, or the evidence still exists, and you go there, you go almost out of your way, and you discover that not only is it still there, but that it points in the direction that the case, that the client would like to go, and it was just a fantastic experience.
Ah, okay, that's awesome, Noel. Ryan, what are yours high and low moments for the year?
The highs for me always is when we successfully complete cases, and especially, you know, where you're collaborating with other authorities, with other people that hold authority, government entities, private companies, and just to see the success of a matter that has been running on for maybe a few years. But the low for me is not on a personal level, but more on how other entities that's supposed to be on top of things are, you know, they overwhelmed by lack of resources and people that should have the best of the best basically have to bring their own. For us to be able to assist them was basically a relief for them. So, for me, it is a low to see how that the people we depend on are not getting the necessary support that they should have. That's why the high for me is to be able to do what we do best to assist them into getting a successful result for a victim out there.
Dilla, I've got a different question for you. So coming into this industry after being in, you know, in a different type of work environment, what was the most interesting or surprising thing for you to discover?
Well, like I said, I mean, one gets so used to doing your type of work that you never think that You always think that admin is admin, and that there are any changes in what you're doing. The basics stay the same, but it's world apart from the admin I did in the construction industry for Gason. What I do like about this as well is it's not just a male's world, this. Where in my previous experiences, the work setup was very much male orientated, and I feel that in this type of work you get more accepted.
Okay, so I'm gonna throw it out there for you guys to ask each other anything interesting that you wanted to know, and since we're recording, they cannot not answer the question, so they have to. So it's like a truth session. Ryan, you look ready to throw in a question. throw in that question.
I'm going to work on this man's emotions now. Noel, how did you find our KZN trip?
Extremely frustrating. Very exciting at the same time.
Yeah.
But one of the things that was most frustrating, and this touches on something you said earlier, Ryan, about different equipment that you need. We ran into a thing that we've just never run into before, which is that half the province of KwaZulu-Natal is not covered properly with cell phone networks. So we had serious communication problems, and one of the items that we now have to add to our kit boxes will be satellite telephone. It has become a necessity, something that didn't even occur to us before that we might need. Yeah. A big learning curve on that case, I have to say. South Africa has got extensive cell phone network coverage in most of the places that we've ever worked in before. So to come across this problem, it really made life very difficult for us. We couldn't send or receive emails, not even WhatsApp, not even making normal calls in most of the areas. And it just really pointed up this thing about we always need to update our equipment.
Yeah.
We always need to revise all the systems that we are using and all the techniques that we are using, because it's not necessary that a certain piece of equipment or a technique, for that matter, that we apply elsewhere will work in another area. We came across in KwaZulu-Natal a lot of people that were very different types of people to the ones that we have dealt with in other areas. And it made the case a lot more complicated. We did end up solving the case, or we're in the process of solving it, but it did add challenges.
But I think that not only the circumstances, but the different types of cases also shape you in that way, where you constantly have to adjust or realize that, okay, now I need to add this new skill, new technique, new way of doing things. And as we've spoken about before, then no two investigations are ever the same. And so I think this also lends to that, is that no two areas are the same, even although it's in the same country, no two cities are the same. One would think that all of these cities are covered with the cell phone signal or strong enough signal, as you said, but it's not. So yeah, I think it's part of the adventure of our job, isn't it? Or what we do.
It is largely that. But it is also, one has to bear in mind that you've got to be learning all the time. You can never, ever be arrogant. And you can never, ever say, oh, I know enough. Because you never do.
Yeah. And also, coming from Durban, going up to where we were, there's a small board that informs you of filling up, you know. Because if you miss that board and you miss the next garage, for the next 290 kilometers, there is no fuel stops. And that in its own, you know, tells you if there's no garages for almost 300 Ks, for that 300 Ks, we had almost like no signal, could even send SMS. And all these challenges with other work coming in at the same time, having to do something, you know, at the spur of the moment, because our job isn't the one to be busy with then. We do other things as well. And we've had to pull over three times. You know, the minute you get a signal on the hill, you need to stop. And that in itself was extremely dangerous, especially on, what's that route?
The N3.
On the N3, oh my word.
The Durban to Johannesburg route.
Wow.
It was an extreme challenge. And yeah. I think I am not overestimating those words.
No.
Okay, Ryan, you did tickle a bone there when you came up with that question now, because Noel seems like he needs some trauma counseling or something after that experience and reliving it now. So yeah, okay, Noel, we'll have a counselor ready for you after this.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated.
Okay, anyone else have something that they want to put the other one on? Truth. I was going to say lie detector, but it's not quite the lie detector.
Well, yes, Angela.
Oh, dear.
While we were in KwaZulu-Natal, you suddenly got landed in the thick of it because you had to take over an emergency case that arose while we were away, and you had to do it without our support. How did that hit you?
Well, Noel, I think I'm going to take over your therapy session now because cause you've now just hit on a very sore spot here. Yes, no, that was quite intense. Having to do the investigation on my own and still run the business as well. I ended up in the fetal position every night with sucking my thumb and everything involved there and gently moaning and sussing myself to sleep. But, you know, I mean, it's the nature of the game and, you know, you just have to do what you have to do. You put on your big girl panties and get on with it. But it was interesting to get out there again and you know, do an investigation. Normally when I do go, I just second one of you. But this time, you know, I had to be first and second. So that was interesting. It was a challenge. The good thing for me was that I handled it, you know. So I didn't feel out of my depth or anything like that, considering the fact that I mostly like sitting behind my desk and working and bossing all of you around. So yeah, that was a good test of strength and mental stability. I don't know if that's recovered yet, but yes, I'm okay. I'm fine.
I must say that had a spin-off because Ryan and I are very protective over each other and over the two of you ladies, and the fact that we were so far away and we couldn't help was actually very stressful for us.
Yeah. What I can say is, even though that was a concern for us, I can also say that the other parties that we use, companies that we are affiliated with to call on, they really came through for us. That for me showed us that collaboration with people that's vested in, you know, offering a proper service, really that really came to the fore on that day.
Yeah, like-minded kind of companies that have the same drive like we do and same level of wanting to give service. Yes,
correct.
And then I must also mention that my the tiller was also very helpful in that, where I was driving and I needed to get some people to meet me there, and it was specialized service and I couldn't do any research or anything, and I just phoned the line and said, I need these people and I need them now, please. Bye. And then, yes.
She did sound stressed out. Yeah, and Angela did sound stressed out. Don't let her tell you that she wasn't stressed out. No, only my pleasure. That is my job to do, to make things better for you when you're out there working.
Yeah, no, definitely. And you did do that, because she just found such professionals and they came there and we got everything done. So yeah, so that actually reinforces the whole thing about having a good team with you, because if anything fails or, you know, something comes up and you have to act, you can't make excuses. We can always depend on each other to say, okay, well, that one will fill this gap, or that one will fill this gap, or just actually support the other one as well. So it was a painful but a very refreshing and eye-opening experience. Thank you, Noel, for that drama.
It's a great pleasure. I have to just comment, though, on this. You talk about teamwork, and the very fact that we could call upon our partner company to assist in this regard is actually what made doing that case possible for us, because we have an absolute rule in our company, which is that nobody does an investigation alone, for many reasons, for safety reasons, and also for reasons of then people can't make up stories about you afterwards, about any way that you acted or any of that type of thing, because you have a witness with you. And at all times, we have that support. So for that partner company to be available like that, and they were available instantaneously, and that was what part of what made it all work.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, so new things. Tilla did her first undercover job recently. Are you still alive, Tilla?
I'm alive, but I'm traumatized by my surname.
Okay, there's an issue with the surname thing. So I will clarify quickly. Noel chose a surname for the undercover personas. And when Tilla found this out, they were going to be a married couple, and Tilla immediately wanted a divorce when she heard the surname. So that's just quick background on this. She feels that surname could have belonged to a pedophile. We won't mention the surname. But yes, background story on the surname. But other than the surname, how was it for you?
I want to say very exciting. I found it very exciting. It's something different, and it's not every day that, you know, you've got to pretend you're somebody else and lie through your teeth to get to the bottom of a successful story. And I thought it was absolutely thrilling and exciting.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, ask a question.
How did it feel for you, Tilla, to be in the same space as someone that's trying to be elusive, and you were there to just keep him busy?
Well, let me tell you, when I told Angela earlier while you chaps were away, when I saw him, I thought, if I had a gun. And that's the honest truth, because I am a firm believer in auras that people have, and his is very dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can see it. It's...
Did you guys feel that as well?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. The strange thing is the type of people that we have to deal with, and you like saying that you know, their auras or the vibe that they're giving out,
yeah, whatever,
it usually corresponds with what they are catching on,
exactly.
And the reason why we're there. You never find an angelic vibe with somebody that we have to chase.
Especially chasing at that level.
Yeah.
Because once we get to that level, we've actually worked on the case already for some time before that.
Yeah.
And then our clients say, oh, well, look, you've got to step it up to another level. And so when we're going after people at that level, we're putting in an enormous amount of effort, and of, you know, the whole team gets involved. It's a very intensive thing. And the people that you are dealing with are as elusive as what, you know, that is required for. So when you meet these people and you see through them, it's absolutely fascinating. And you just think to yourself, how do these guys sleep at night? How do they operate?
Yeah, I think restrain comes to my mind, because normally when I see people that are like that on a personal level, I will call them out. Now you can't do it, because it will just mess everything up. But it was thoroughly exciting. I loved every second of it, especially the lying part.
Did any of that vibe rub off on you, and then you feel like you had to take a shower afterwards or something?
No. I think it's because I work with two people that's got all the experience and everything already, and you know that is your truth. your truth. It's not this person walking in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Being what, whoever they are.
Yeah.
Your truth is the people that you work with, and they make you feel comfortable and
bring you back to
your roots.
Take you away from the dark side. Yeah. Okay, and then getting out of character again. Was it easy or?
Oh yes, in this case, very much so.
Oh, because of the surname. Okay, let's not let's not talk about the surname. Okay. Gosh, no. Please choose a better surname next time. Note to self.
I will. I have now asked Tilla to give me a list of acceptable surnames.
Well, if he's got to choose another simple one, I'm going with Ryan.
What I will say about what you just asked Tilla about, basically what we call debriefing, is... because that's one of the other spin-offs of working together in a team of a minimum of two or three, is afterwards when you drive back from wherever you've been and wherever you've been doing the job, you automatically start debriefing. You start taking the case apart. What did you do? What didn't you do? How did that go? How did you feel? And things like that. And that in itself is a debrief. And it helps you to decompress the emotions around the case and to disconnect.
Yeah, I've only been there now for a short while doing that, or for a short period of time that I had to do it. I think it can get to one if you do it for longer periods, if you do not have that backup.
Yeah, if you're alone as well. Yes. Yeah, true. Okay, so in the vein of the effects that investigations have on you, we did talk about a few times in this year after an investigation, like the next day, for example, where it's the, what I call the adrenaline drop effect, where you feel completely pop after having a tense day before on an investigation, whether it's something that maybe the case is a bit tense, or where you had to wait for a long time and then, you know, you have this intense short period of time of mental and physical exhilaration. Let's talk a bit about that kind of drop and how do you get out of it? How do you get back to you know, a good equilibrium after such a thing?
From my side, when we had an intense case, I always thought, you know, it was so much fun. Yes, there was, it was hair-raising, it was stressful, but you think that you are okay. Only, and it hit me 3 days later. Mm-hmm. And I was telling her, look, you guys, there's just something, you know, that isn't right. And you told me it's because of what we were busy with a couple of days before. And I literally had to switch my mind off and just do nothing for a whole day. Mm-hmm. Because I could actually identify in my subconscious that somehow I was not affected by it, but the way events transpired, how we had to think on our feet, how we had to change the game right there, then at the spur of the moment, you know, change tactics. We big guys, we stand out. And I never realized how that actually impacted me at the time, because for me, my adrenaline is going, I want to see action, you know, let's do this. But in the back of your mind, you're pushing your body so hard and it's actually out of its element, you know. So for me, it might not hit me the next day. It will take some time, but it does come to the fore. And that is now then what I think of is to make myself, you know, get back to normal is knowing that I've got training in self-defense. I've got training, you know, my body is, I won't say toned, you know, but my body is at a level where should anything have gone wrong or gone south or any which way, that I would have been okay. But at that point in time, you're just thinking of the case, and it actually takes a lot out of you. And this is just one. Then you think of people in law enforcement that deal with this on a daily basis that don't get this time off. You know, so for me, it does. Like when I started doing it, they all say you must take a break after a day. I would thought of it as a joke, you know. But eventually it happened to me. Mm-hmm. And I was like down. I thought I was becoming an invalid.
Yeah. You're no, really.
Yeah. But after something like that, it's for me, it's important to, when they say they offer you, I take it, you know, and I just don't do anything. I go nowhere. I just reflect on myself, and I reflect on what it is I can do to get my body back again.
Yeah, because your body is kind of the, I don't want to quite say the dirt bin of the mind, but it does take the effects of what the mind does. And because our minds are so limitless, you know, and the body is limited, there is kind of a contradiction there when it gets to that. So, yeah,
because Noel took the next day off. And I'm like, no, I'm fine, I'll work. 3 days later, bang, you know. Yeah. Something's not right in my head.
Yeah, definitely.
You have to listen to your body very carefully in this in this business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the exhaustion can get extreme.
Yeah.
And you don't notice it. It creeps up on you until eventually it tackles you.
Yeah.
And I've run into some quite serious trouble in the past. Because of not taking notice of what my body was telling me during a case or after a case. Even back when I used to work alone many years ago, really ran into some trouble where I was sick for a week. And it's the emotional impact, it's the impact of constantly thinking, it's the impact of constantly driving, being on the move, hundreds of kilometers in a day sometimes. And while you're driving, you're working because you're talking with your partner about what are the tactics we're going to use next?
Yeah.
What questions are we going to ask?
Mm.
Now that we know X, Y, Z about this person that we're going to see that maybe we didn't know an hour ago, how are we going to change our tactics? What are we going to say? What are we going to do? What are we going to approach this with? Who's going to lead? Why? There's a constant rebriefing on these cases, which is incredibly stressful. It's very exciting at the time. But afterwards, your body goes, excuse me, and it drops you.
There was something that someone told me when I told them about this. They said the difference between a private investigator and, let's for example, say law enforcement, SAPS, anyone that's working for the government, he says, the reason why we have it so bad is because we are going in an undercover capacity. And they are going as uniformed and they can get the information. We have to go as other people most times. We have to change our personas, our personalities. We have to act out and not get caught out. In order to not get caught out. He says, that's the difference between you guys and us.
Yeah.
And to pull that off, he says, that's immense pressure on the mind and the body.
And second to that is that we are, at any given time, handling between 1 and 3 cases at a time. So we don't have that variety in that moment, like, for example, South African Police Service detectives do, where they're moving from docket to docket. We're not doing that. We are intense on 1 or 2, maybe 3 at the absolute outside cases that we are handling. And that intensity in itself is extreme.
And we had to adapt 3 separate personas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, to stay in the game.
All 3 separate sets of tactics.
And it plays on your mind and your subconscious.
That's what my friends say, I've got a split personality.
Well, I suppose you have to have one to survive in this industry. So it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. As long as you keep it under control and they don't become creatures. But it's very interesting to hear those kinds of effects, because a lot of times people only know the job for what it is, you know, oh, you're a private investigator, but there are these little things that branch off from this, or after effects of this, as you say, the pressure of being undercover and having this persona and having to be ready and changing tactics, you know, even although you've sat for hours and planned what you're going to do, but you get there and something's changed and now immediately you have to change it, but you don't have time to go back and regroup, so you have to change it on the spot. And your partner has to pick up on the change and go with the flow, and everything just goes, you know, in a totally different direction than what you planned. So, yeah, I mean, just saying that, you know, you feel intense. Imagine living it out as well. It is quite a thing. So I'm glad that you guys recognize the importance of taking some rest and looking after yourselves and your bodies and your minds as well. So then, Attila, what is it like for you to be support and to be ready at all times? You never know when you're going to get a call from a stressed out Angela saying, Tala, I need this right now. Thank you. Bye.
Quite honestly, it doesn't really bother me, because I think I'm also a bit ADHD-ish. So, like my boss. So I don't mind that. I actually prefer that. I would prefer not having a long time to think about something, because then I come up with all these ridiculous things that I want to do. But if I've got to do something on the spur of the moment or quickly and fast, it's better for me. I prefer it that way.
Interesting. Oh, okay, that's an interesting perspective. Yeah. So, guys, what do you think for next year? I mean, we will discuss next year in the, you know, early next year and what we wanting for the year, etc. But just still being in 2023, what do you see happening in 2024 for yourself, for the business, both? Yeah, just give me a quick thing. Don't give all the information now. We're going to do another discussion next year, but just a little bit of what you're thinking.
I'm thinking of, there's this term that Noel always use. Failing to plan is planning to fail. And going forward for next year's to be challenged so much that the planning, you know, I just love the planning that we put into like resolving or tackling a case, and how to prove that a plan, you know, teamwork is very important, and that next year's matters are more challenging than this year.
So you want to be stretched a little more?
I want to be pushed to the limit. I want to be challenged.
I mean,
that's what we prepared for.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. It's always good to put yourself in that position, because at any given point, you only stretched as far as you have been stretched to that point. So you don't know your capabilities beyond that. And even although it may be scary to think about it, but when you do stretch and you realize, I can go in this direction, or I didn't know I could do this, it's very refreshing and mentally rejuvenating, I think. Just to realize, I still got it, man.
Oh, and also, I want to arrest more people and try out all my takedown tactics next year.
Okay, I hope Santa is listening to all of these things.
My take on this is that just as we've been making great strides in this last year and in the years before, I want us to make even greater strides in the new year. I would like to see us training new people in our way. our way is very different to the way that any other detective agency does things. We have a different approach. We're talking, for example, like Ryan was talking about failing to plan is planning to fail. And every single move that we make, every single tactic that we use is pre-planned, pre-discussed, pre-briefed, and laid out almost to a point where we have a script before we make the move.
And we've never failed.
And we have never failed as a result, as a direct result of that. We are flexible to the point that if we see that the previous move that we made didn't work, that we go on to another move and do things differently because we've just learned something about the case. But every single move individually has to have that planning, that agreement, that briefing. And then when you go into the situation, when we go into the situation, we don't depart from the script that we've just laid down. Because as soon as you depart from the script that we've just laid down, you become unreliable to your partner.
Yeah, because they don't know what you're doing now, yeah.
So you throw confusion into the mix.
Yeah.
And it is also that reliability, that thing of I've got your back, that we want to pass on to new people coming into our company.
Mm. Okay.
And that is the intention for me for next year.
Okay, great. And you, Tula?
Yeah, for me it's quite exciting because I'm going to do more things that I haven't done before. And just, you know, being a bit more involved than just doing the admin. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I would really love us to grow to the point where we're aiming to go at.
Yeah.
And teach people that PI is not a magnum job. It's it's a demanding job.
Yeah.
On a personal level.
Yeah. I think because somebody actually said to me yesterday, I was telling somebody, they asked me what I do, and then I said, you know, I have my own business, and then of course they'll say, oh, what kind of business? And then when I say private investigation, like, oh, okay. I was actually looking at the clip of Magnum PI the other day or something like that.
Exactly.
And I had to say, well, I'm like that, but without the moustache, the shorts, and the car. So, it is. TV does make life a little bit difficult. Yeah. I think we mentioned this before where, people have this perception of things and they sometimes wonder, but why do you charge that amount of money? Why do you do this? Thinking that, you know, it takes 5 minutes to solve this problem, whatever that they have, because they've seen it edited to 5 minutes on TV.
Yes.
Definitely. Anyway.
I'll give you guys an example of the very thing that you're talking about. I'm a big fan of Chicago Fire. And just in case certain people have not noticed, those call-outs that that fire department does that takes a whole 5 minutes to douse that house, they've been on scene for 8 hours, okay?
Yes, no, definitely, yeah. It's edited for a 40-minute program. Of course, we need, you know, stuff needed to be cut out, so yeah. But yeah, normal people don't just think like that, but anyway. It's nice to see your fresh perspective on our world, Tilla, sometimes, because the longer we're in this, I think Ryan is the second youngest in this. Is that a good phrase? But I think he's now fully in it. And I don't think his eyes are that fresh anymore. So your eyes are still fresh coming out, you know, from a different world. But I think we've had a good year this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been great. It's lovely to have you on board, Tilla, and the two of you guys have worked really hard this year, and yeah, sure. I mean, it's just flown by so quickly, hasn't it?
It has, and to our clients that's listening in on this podcast, it's been a pleasure, you know, doing what we can do for you to provide that service, and we hope to see you again in the new year.
Yes, definitely.
I have a thing that I am constantly saying in the company of my teammates here, and that is, we do have to earn a living, but we don't necessarily do this for the money.
Yeah.
We do it because we love what we do, and this is us. So to the clients, we're not doing this to get rich off you. We're doing this because we love serving you.
Yeah.
And because we love what we do.
Absolutely. Okay, so any final words from anyone before we close off?
Don't do drugs.
Stay in school.
Stay in school. And yay for world peace.
There we go. And I can't add much to that.
Okay, thanks guys for joining me. And yeah, back to work for us all again soon.